from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Good morning, everyone. We are live on the road again at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. It's a beautiful facility, and you should come out if you're in this area. In fact, it's a simple drive. You go out 28 from downtown, you can be here in 20 minutes. It's a and there are no red lights along the way. So it's just off Route 28 in Natrona Heights, and they got some great things going on here. I want to tell you about their Independence Day. It may have come and gone, but number one Cochran's red, white, and new celebration has been extended all the way through July 31st. So come on out. We'll tell you more about what's going on out here. But we're here talking about sports and specifically Paul Skeens. And why not? He's the guy who's garnering all the headlines, and deservedly so, after what we saw here over the last 5 weeks. It's been incredible, and it gets better. And it doesn't seem like at all he's in a situation where people wonder, will this stop? Is he going to have a bad outing? Nothing so far. He is 6-0. He's got a 190 ERA. And this week on the Dan Patrick Show, a little surprise for him. It kind of reminded me when David Baker of the Pro Football Hall of Fame surprised Bill Cowher on CBS during the NFL Today on CBS and came in studio unbeknownst to Cowher and told him that he had just joined the Hall of Fame and that he was going to be inducted. And pretty emotional time. Paul Skeens is... he doesn't show his emotion so well, which is a good quality, I'm sure, for him. It works well. But he was doing an interview, and all of a sudden, Torrey Lovello shows up on it, and he's asking Paul, hey, would you be my starter for the All-Star game? First overall pick last year, immediate success. He's got baseball buzzing, and Paul Skeens is now your opening day starter for the All-Star game, which is next Tuesday down in Arlington, Texas. And it will be interesting to see him going against an American League lineup to start that is loaded with offensive talent. You know, we saw a glimpse of that earlier this year when the Dodgers were in town and Skeens goes up against Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and specifically Shohei Ohtani. And it was Skeens, first time up, who blew Ohtani away. I mean, just blew him away. Next time up, it was Ohtani who got the better of him with a home run. But Skeens has given up very, very few runs, and he's been under the spotlight no matter where he goes. We saw here his last start in Pittsburgh, sellout of 37-037. And then in Milwaukee, they had a similar crowd there on an afternoon game to watch him. And I guarantee you the excitement for this young man is going to push the ratings on Fox up a lot on Tuesday night. And the other thing about him that's pretty spectacular is – when this season opened, you know, he was one of the long shots to win the Cy Young. Hard enough to win Rookie of the Year, which I think now is fait accompli unless he completely self-destructs. He's going to be the National League Rookie of the Year, but he started this season as a 200-1 underdog for the Cy Young Award. In just a short amount of time, because he was not called up until May, Paul Skeens is now 11-1 to win the Cy Young. Would that be crazy or what to see in his first year? You know, first of all, he wins a national championship, then he gets first overall, then he gets up here, then he gets the All-Star start, and then he wins Rookie of the Year and Cy Young. I don't think you'll find a better start like that anywhere in the history of the game. So we'll be talking a lot about Paul Skeens. The number to call is 412-928-9370. You can hit me up on Twitter at KDPomp. Again, here at number one Cochran Ford Allegheny Valley. I'll be telling you more about what they're doing coming up here shortly. But I'll remind you that our show is brought to you by number one Cochran. You can shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. You know, the crazy thing about what's going on here is that if you look at some of the stuff and how it's evolved in baseball, and a few years ago, and I'm talking about decades ago, there were guys who were, no interest in pitch counts. Managers didn't use metrics like that to decide what they were going to do. And so pitchers would just pitch and until they said they couldn't pitch anymore. We saw that a lot with Bob Gibson. We saw that a lot with Pirate pitchers. I talked to Steve Blass before about throwing complete games in the World Series. This was before any pitch clock back in the 1970s, and he did it in 2 hours and 15 minutes, 2 hours and 14 minutes, 9 innings both times. Quick work. Didn't matter what the pitch count. I said, Steve, what was your pitch count? He go, we didn't have a pitch count. Well, I say this because of what's happening in sports today, and it's just the way things have evolved, I suppose. But Paul Skeens was taken out of the game the other night. 7 innings of no-hit baseball, 99 pitches. A lot of people thought he should have stayed in. After all, it's a no-hit bid. But this is twice this year where Derek Shelton has taken him out. Once a 6-inning no-hitter, early in the year they took him out. And then you had this game, 7 innings, 99 pitches, no-hitter, they took him out. Now, that's conventional wisdom today. Most managers are doing the same. And you're seeing a lot of combined no-hitters when you see a no-hitter. In fact, that makes me think back to the one in 1997 here in Pittsburgh between the Pirates and Astros. It was we were talking about this the other day. I remember being there for that game and watching Francisco Cordova. And then it wasn't a case of pitch counts. I just think they made I don't know what the deal was, but Ricardo Rincon came in after that. So they combined on a no-hitter, which was won by the Pirates with one swing of the bat in the bottom of the 10th, Mark Smith with a 3-run walk-off home run. Well, anymore, to get no-hitters, you're going to probably get that kind of look, a combined no-hit look. As far as Skeens is concerned, though, he seemed to be disappointed he was taken out. He had 99 pitches, and I wonder if it was up to him, what he would have done. It seemed like he may have gone off for one more, but Derek Shelton has to be careful here. So I'm not going to blame him for it. It's been the way things are in baseball. But I want to take you back to one of the most ridiculous starts ever. Nolan Ryan, back on June 14th, 1974. So he faced 58 Red Sox batter. He struck out 19, walked 10. 13 innings he was on the mound. He threw 278 pitches, and he got a no decision. He struck off the leadoff man, Cecil Cooper, 6 times. That's according to baseballhistory.com. So 278 pitches, can you imagine? Anyway, today that you'll never see 100 or 110, and then all of a sudden things change. Well, it's interesting because a lot of people had a debate about this. A lot of people thought Skeens should have been stayed in. Others understood what Derek Shelton was doing. It's always interesting to get the girlfriend of the athlete, and she was at the ESPYs the other night talking about Livy Dunn, outstanding LSU gymnast who's going to return there, and I'm sure cash in on a big time NIL money. But she was asked what would she had done or what should have happened with Paul Skeens. 99 pitches, 7 hitless innings, and this is what she had to say.
Boyfriend Paul almost had a no-hitter, but they pulled him before the game was over. Knowing how much of a competitor he is, how much do you think he would like to have finished that game?
You know what? It would have been a cool accolade to say that you threw a no-hitter your rookie year, but also you got to make that arm last long. So I don't blame them.
Wow. Derek Shelton and the management team like that answer. I don't blame them. If she had not said that and said, hey, it would have been cool, he's a competitor, he wants to be out there, and he should have stayed out there, I think that would have raised some eyebrows. But she handled it like a pro. She did. And she, you got to think about that. And I know that's how it is. They're trying to maneuver so the guys don't get injured, but it's almost impossible with pitchers today. They're always going to get injured. And so that's just the way it is. I'd like to hear what you would have done at 412-928-9370. I think if this had been 8 hitless innings, he would have definitely been out there for the ninth. you know, I could have seen it going both ways there. I really understood what Shelton was doing, but I also know that you don't get a shot at doing this kind of stuff very often. Although he now twice in his rookie season has gone 6 hitless, 11 strikeouts, 7 hitless, and 7 strikeouts. The larger picture here is the Pirates, because they won again last night. And we saw a return of Marco Gonzalez. Marco Gonzalez, you might forget that he pitched earlier this season and pitched pretty well. He had a 2.65 ERA before he got injured. He's been gone for 3 months. And last night was really good. Limited pitches, got through it, got a win, his first as a Pirate, as they won 4-1 over the pathetic White Sox, who are 27-69. They also got a break in this game because I didn't know this was going to happen, but Garrett Crochet, their starter, who's going to be an American League All-Star, he's a 25-year-old kid, lefty, who Major League Baseball strikeout leader, went 2 innings, and that's it. He was taken out of the game. 2 innings. I thought Crochet is going to be a tough one for the Pirates last night, but they went to the bullpen and used a lot of guys, and the Pirates actually got through and got some key hits to win this game 4-1. So that puts them just 2.5 out of the third and final wild card. And there are a bunch of teams, 7 of them, log jam there within a game or a game and a half. And so the question is, we're getting closer to the trade deadline. We've been asking this for a long time. What happens with the Pittsburgh Pirates? What will they do? Can they offer a team something to get something back? I don't think it'll ever be a big-time player, but I think they could certainly add to their offense. It's encouraging that Tellez has gotten it together, so that's something they could build. I still need more contributions from a lot of people, but it's been kind of the same story over and over again here. The Pirates need help offensively. They keep getting good starting pitching, and today it's going to be Luis Ortiz, who's really pitched well the last time out. In fact, he had 6 scoreless as well, and he has a sub-3 ERA. So if he gets it together, Gonzalez gets it together, you got Jones returning who knows when, hopefully soon, in August, but it may not be that way. And then Falter to join, Keller and Skeens. That's really the strength of this team. I didn't think I'd say that here in July, that would be the strength of the team, but that's exactly what it is. At 412-928-9370, that is the number to call here, and let us know what you think about all of these things. But I put you on the spot. What would you do if you're in that situation? Paul Skeens, 99 pitches, 7 hitless innings. He had a 6-pitch inning the inning before, which made me thought he was going to stay out there a little longer. But, again, it's a debate that you're going to have back and forth. Derek Shelton's going to make these tough decisions, and he made it. All right, let's go out to the lines as we greet you this morning on a beautiful Saturday where it's going to heat up to 91 degrees. Rick in Pittsburgh is first up. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Bob. It's good to talk to you. 2 pieces of evidence supporting Derek Shelton. First, there's only one way to develop arm strength. You can't lift weights. You can't do calisthenics. It's long toss. Sad part is kids don't do that. You and I did that. A lot of people in your audience played long toss because we didn't have much else to do. Go outside and throw the ball, right? And that's how you develop arm strength. Second piece of evidence, and you may remember, I was doing a story as a film. His name was Mark Fidrich. He was going to start Ian Ziering from 90210. And Ian was the last guy probably to have shoulder surgery of note before they came up with Tommy John surgery. What they did to Mark Fidrich's arm was horrific. Mark Fidrich was a bigger story than even Paul Skeens is. And I think you remember the bird, do you not?
Oh, sure. I remember him.
Absolutely.
I remember the D-Train, Dontrell Willis, how he came on and just was outstanding. The question here is people want to put him already in a category that, give him some time. It's only been 12 starts. I think I understand what he means. I understand the success he has, and he's done stuff never seen before. But, again, when we talk about best rookies and people are talking about Lemieux and Crosby and Roethlisberger, I think that's a conversation for down the line, not right now.
Right, but the thing is with Fidrich, he was baseball's best player for 1 year. Then he injured his shoulder. Again, they did this botched surgery, and he lost his career. In fact, that was the story, is that he had to learn how to replace this unbelievable love of the fans with the unconditional love of a woman. Really was a great story, but you see that danger that's there. We do not want to remember Paul Skeens as that guy like Tim Wakefield who came on like a blaze and then had a nice career, but not the career he could have. So, Derek Shelton, conservative, right decision. And that long toss, if there's anybody coaching kids out there, make them do long toss. Go out on the football field. 10 yards, drop back 10 more. 10 yards, you know this, Bob. We did it growing up, and it's what allowed us to become ballplayers.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. I think your points are well taken. He's a big investment for them, and they want to keep him healthy as long as they can. Although it seems like every pitcher ends up with some sort of elbow tendonitis, Tommy John, whatever the case. Hopefully, he will avoid that. Let's go to Tom in Greensburg, who joins us next here on the Bob Pompeiani Show on the road at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. Go ahead.
Pomp, there's so much to unpack today, so I'm going to be real quick with 2 points. One, that was a joke. And he says, trust your eyes. One guy got good contact against him in the last two innings. You know, I don't think he was getting tired. I think he was starting to settle in. It's not like your arm magically drops dead at 100 pitches. Now, as far as the arm problem, I'm going to tell you what's changed from, you know, it's like even when I was a kid. There's no off season for these guys. Even when they play three sports, you know, they're going for workouts. You know, I got friends now, they're playing baseball and they're going for football workouts in the morning and, you know, wrestling workouts in the evening. There's no off season for these kids. They're pitching, you know, for their school teams. They're pitching all summer for their Legion teams. And then they're still working with their personal coaches throwing.
Yeah, no, I get it. It has done that, but. You know, so you're telling me you would have kept him in no matter what? And how many pitches would you have allowed him to throw?
I would have trusted my eyes. I mean, you could see when he was getting tired. I absolutely would have marched him out for the eighth.
Well, he didn't think he was getting tired.
What if he comes out for the eighth and throws five pitches and gets two outs? Then what do you do? You're going to pull? I mean, he was in command of that game, no doubt.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, he was. He was very much in command. And he's been in command of everything he's done. To the point he's got one of the lowest whips that you've seen from anyone coming into baseball at .092, I think it is. But the point is, you know, Derek Shelton has a lot on his plate with him. And with Jared Jones, if you notice, Jared Jones, his arm needed a break, and they have something going on with that. And I think that's why you saw him in his last outing. You know, only five innings, whatever the case. They have to be proactive here in a way, too. I get it. But there's part of me when you're talking about history and rookie pitchers coming into a game throwing a no-hitter, you don't see that at all. And he was knocking on the door, and he's been knocking on the door twice now. I'm going to be curious later in the year if this happens, and I can't imagine it would be three times. But he might be tempted to keep him in. Again, circumstances will determine what happens there. Let's go out to the North Hills, join Joe. What's up, Joe? How are you?
Hey, Bob. Nice to hear you. So a couple points on the scheme thing. First of all, he's at 99 pitches. So what are you going to do? You're going to let him pitch, you know, how many more are you going to let him pitch? I mean,
well,
he had a
six,
great game.
He had six in the previous inning. That would have taken you to 105 if he duplicates that. In his last outing prior to this, he had 107.
Well, the key is if he duplicates that. We're still talking about the Brewers. They're one hit away from tying the game.
I think
what
that's – can I stop you right there, Joe? That's a good point. If this were 6-0, you might have a different outcome. Because it was 1-0, he's managing to win the game. And if he senses that he needed to go to the bullpen, which he did, and he almost lost it because Holderman came in, loaded the bases, and got out of it, you know, at the end, barely, as he got William Contreras to swing and miss.
So all that talk about Tommy John, his arm hurting, throw that out the window. Shelton's going for the win. This is a big series. I mean, you know, Skeens will have another shot at a no-hitter. He's a great guy. He's got a good arm. But they wanted to win that game, and I thought Shelton made the right choice.
Thank you, Joe. All right, that means 2-1 against Tom in Greensburg, who said he should have stayed in there. Let's find out what Jeff says in Bethel Park. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. No, Jeff went away. Okay. Well, he could have either tied it or made it 3-1, but I'm sure we're going to get a lot more feedback on this. After we do some business with our sponsors. But, it's an interesting debate, and it's one that's going to always pop up when you have a guy like this with a pitch count being what it was. It was teetering. If it had been 89, it's a no-brainer. You can go for two more innings. 99, you know, again, I think it's tough. And the point that it was a 1-0 game. If it were 6-0, I think Derek Shelton may have said, okay, start the eighth, let's see where this goes. 1-0, you're one pitch away from a game being tied or worse. And they almost did lose it, even though he went to his bullpen because Colin Holderman got out of a mess that he created. But still, they were one hit away from winning the game. So I think all of that plays into this. 412-928-9370. That is the number on this beautiful Saturday. Bob Pompeiani with you. We have more baseball talk on the way. We're also getting closer to the start of Steelers and their training camp in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. A lot of expectations all the way. This is always a good time of the year to talk about what you see from them and some of the position battles. Weigh in if you'd like to do that. as we continue here. I want to tell you before we go to break that this is also a place at number one Cochrane Ford Allegheny Valley. Well, if you need service, this is the place to go. Ford offers monthly specials and everyday low prices. Plus, they'll even come to you with Ford Mobile Service, where factory-certified technicians will perform routine maintenance, and they'll do it right at your house. So they make it as convenient as possible at number one Cochrane. We're going to take a break. Come back with more of your phone calls right here. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show on the road again at number one Cochrane Ford Allegheny Valley on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back, everyone, on a beautiful Saturday here in Western Pennsylvania. Bob Pompeiani with you until 1 o'clock, and that's when Jeff Hathorn takes over with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, followed by the Pirates in the middle game of their series against the White Sox. 2:10 start time. Luis Ortiz takes the mound, and the Pirates are 2.5 games out of the third wild card. Actually, the second wild card, because there's a tie for the second and third, and the Cardinals have one of those positions. So do the Mets. The Mets have been hot lately. Cardinals, not so much. It's going to be this way all the way through the end of the year, and there are seven teams that are well within reach of that second and third wild card. So can the Pirates get there? Also want to remind you about a big event coming up. This is the HM3 Partners Independence Fund. It presents Celebrity Care Fest. If you've never been to this event, you need to go. It benefits UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment. We're talking about July 26th and 27th, a Friday and Saturday. Pat Benatar will be there. Neil Girardo, along with Smokey Robinson and a big-time superstar artist, really so big they can't tell you about it here. So learn who it is, hm3.org, hm3.org, tickets on sale. It's a great opportunity to have some fun, beautiful setting, and you're going to see some outstanding entertainment as well. 412-928-9370. To add a little layer to the Skeens debate, this would be it. Paul Skeens is a rookie, which means the Pirates really do control his contractual situation through the year 2027, which is to say they don't have to do much other than give him minimal increases and whatever the case may be. We had this discussion the other night on the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call on KDK Plus. Chris Muller and I kicked it around here. And what would you do with Paul Skeens? Just say this continues, and he does win Rookie of the Year, and he's a finalist, if not wins, the Cy Young. Based on what the Pirates are obligated to do, they would pay him $800,000 next year, and there would be no control. He has no say in this. You might remember Gerrit Cole was in the same boat once where he wanted a better raise than the Pirates gave him, and he made that known. He was not happy with it. What should the Pirates do? Should they engage in a pay increase? And I'm not talking about just a few hundred thousand here. I'm talking about more than that to show some good faith in him. Would you engage in a contract that takes him through the next 3 years? Would you engage in a contract that takes him through 6 to 8 years? And how much would that look like? Let me know what you think at 412-928-9370. But they're going to have to figure this out because he won't be here that long if you don't. You're going to have to come up with money that certainly will be uncomfortable for the Pirates to spend. When you have a talent like this, again, I look at it like winning and the gate. Huge advantages. Paul Skeens, every time he pitches, there should be a sellout crowd there. That means a lot, and this will continue for years. You want to keep him around as long as possible. You can do that with Jared Jones to a lesser degree, but same thing holds true. So my bet would be that they're going to do something, but it won't be as much as maybe I would like to see. I think you should engage him right now. If this season continues, let's say they get in and he does something in the postseason, I'm talking about a 5 to 8 year deal at a really high rate. Why not? That's what he deserves. It shows good faith, and it also sends a message out there that Pirates are serious about winning. So you can do that through Paul Skeens, 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Joe in Verona. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Always. Good morning.
How are
that
you,
was
Joe?
A great story about Nolan Ryan. I got to listen on the radio to Harvey Haddix,
yeah,
I remember Vernon Law
story,
one time.
Right.
18 innings, Vernon Law. But what I want to say is, I know this isn't popular because Mark Madden isn't popular in his time, but one thing he beats on Nutting. And Nutting's the guy he's the guy that runs this show, and he should be looked into, Bob, because this is out of hand. Like, we talk and
we've talked about this all the time, but I'm just asking a specific question to you right now. What would you do with Paul Skeens?
I would sign him for 10 years, $400 million.
Okay, good. That's the answer I was looking for. 10 years.
I'm saying 400, and you know what? He has it, and we all know it, and that's what you do. But he's not a knowner, and he should be looked into. But that's what I would give him. And we're just nickel, diamond, dabbing, dooby dooby. It's what you do. This is don't have to be the Yankees or L.A. We can afford it. Nutty is a billionaire. He's not a pauper on the street.
No, I Joe, I agree. I've been spending his money a lot too over the years. Thank you for the call. Brought us
come on, Bob.
Get Tanzerite's face over here. Yeah, I agree. I don't know about, 10 years. Yeah, listen, they have concerns with pitchers because no doubt there'll be times when he gets injured. He needs time away. Hopefully it won't result in a surgery, but it seems like the lion's share of these kind of cases come up and it results in surgery. But that's part of what you're dealing with. If you still want to be committed to him long term, and I think given the fact that he's a bet-on-me kind of guy. He strikes me that way. He's confident. I don't know that he's going to sit around and wait for you if you're not going to do anything in the next couple of years. He may just wait it out and get to where he needs to go, and arbitration numbers are going to be big to begin with. So you're going to pay him a lot in arbitration when he gets to that level if this continues. Why not show him a big year, right, or a big contract right now? He says 10 years, $400 million. Let's see what the counselor says out in the car. What's up, counselor? How are you?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I would try and give him a much bigger raise than he would normally get, being, the second year of the control. I'd try to sweeten it pretty heavy. I mean, I don't know if $400 million over 10 years, but I'd certainly be way better than what he would get from, the next year,
whatever his raise would be. Right. Well, next year he's going to go to $800,000. That's all they have to pay him by. Now, listen. This is the CBA. This is the collective bargaining agreement between the owners and players. And the owners knew what they were doing, and the players knew what they were doing. The Players Association agreed to allow the owners to control salary for the first 4 years of this, and you get to arbitration. So there's really nothing Paul Skeens can do. He has to accept whatever they offer. I'm just asking if you were the Pirates.
I'd probably go to $2 million, Bob. I'd probably go to $2 million.
That's also a likely situation that they say, hey, we're going to agree to about 2 years. We know we're only going to pay you $800,000 next year and $1 million the next. We're going to give you 2 years, $7 million, $5 million, $8 million, whatever, just for now, if they don't want to go and you know, do the whole 10-year kind of route.
Yeah, and so, the other thing is, if this young man wins Rookie of the Year, which is pretty good possibility, and God, if he wins the Cy Young, you've got to be able to tell him, look, we're committed. We're going to put people around you, but we're committed to you, too.
No question about it. Thank you, Counselor. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Bob Pompiani, right here at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. Easy drive from Pittsburgh. Get on 28. You're here in 20 minutes. No stops, and you'll see some great opportunities to get a new vehicle or a used vehicle or some outstanding service at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. Now it's Tom in Washington who joins us at 412-928-9370. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
What's up?
Hey, so I would offer right now a 240 over 8 years, even though we know somehow Nutting is going to screw this up. Now, my question is, being he's a rookie, are there any clauses for him with the Rookie of the Year?
Yes.
And the other?
Yes, he'll make some extra incentive money for sure. But I'm just talking about just base salary. You know, I mean.
Yeah, they have to do something.
So you said 8 years, $240 million. That's $30 million a year.
Yeah.
I think that would open his eyes a little bit, but I think it depends on where he sits on this. If he believes that, you know, he's going to be a dominant pitcher for many years, he can go through this arbitration or wait until he's ultimately the free agent, and then he would command whatever. And you've already seen some of these contracts that some of these guys are getting, and it's only going to go north of this. So the longer he waits, the more he likely will get. I think it's after year three.
Year three, okay. You know, anything can happen within the next few years.
For his case, it may be year two. I'm not sure. I got to check how his status goes, especially if he wins Rookie of the Year.
All right. But all right, Bob, you have a good weekend. Thanks.
All right, but thank you, Tom. In any event, they're going to have a decision to make. Always informed and always with a good opinion is Anthony in Oakland, and he joins us right now live on The Fan. Anthony.
You know what, Bob? It doesn't matter what happens with this franchise as long as you have this inept owner in charge. You know, you've been around owners majority of your career. To some of them, a baseball team or a football team is novelty. They're billionaires. It's a toy to them. It's status. To Nutting, it's making money. And so he spent, I don't know how many hundreds of millions for it. Now it's in the billion range. But he has yet to invest in it properly. He's not going to market schemes. They don't have – they're incapable of
– I disagree with that, Anthony. I disagree with that altogether. I think they will. I think the league is going to do the work for them.
But that's not the league's response. If the league was really interested in the Pirate franchise, they would have held him accountable a long time ago. But he's given them what they want in some of these deals that they've made, and that's why he doesn't get along. They would have taken the team, like Mark Schott, like Charlie Finley back in the day, because he's done nothing with the money. I see the legislature's finally asking some questions about what are you spending the money on? Why is this team – why aren't you getting more wins out of this team? What are you doing? And then he gives us that song and dance 3 weeks ago about we're going to make some significant changes if it comes to organically
I agree. He's going to be held to that. He will be held to that if they do nothing. They have to do something here to try. And if you tell me that this is the year that they don't think they are in this world of baseball with the pitching that they have, you can win a world championship with this team. You really can. I know they got to upgrade their hitting, but if you get kinds of pitching they're getting, you could be in the conversation for sure once they get in, but the challenge will be getting in.
But, Bob, it's already been leaked that was all a show and dance for us.
Well, yeah, apparently from John Parrotto's reporting. But, you know, again, we'll see what – to me, it still has to either show up or not show up. If it doesn't, then you know that that's the case. If it does and they do something, then you know that wasn't the case. All I'm saying to you is they will market schemes. I think they will. So get back to the basic question I'm asking, Anthony. What would you do? Just forget about your feelings about ownership. And I know it will influence your answer here, but what should they do for a guy like this who next year will only be making $800,000? I say that knowing that most of us will never make that kind of money in our lives, but for baseball, that's not very much.
Well, he's your most marketable player. You give him what is equitable to what that is. But if if this was a Thomas Tall, if this was a David Tepper, a Mark Cuban, Michael Keaton combination who was owning this team, they'd know how to do it. But he doesn't know how to do it, Bob. So
again, I understand that, but just you being in charge, what would you offer him? That's all I'm trying to get, because I think there's a wide range of answers
about,
here.
I'd start at $15 million for next year, and we'd escalate it up a five every year. I'm sure he'd take that guaranteed money right now.
Well, he has nowhere to go. He has nowhere to go for the first several years. So, if that's to me what the most likely thing to happen here. I agree with that. You'll see a 3-year deal for $60 million, 20 a year, where he doesn't have to worry about anything, and he still will be eligible for free agency. If you know, or if you want to go further than that, our previous caller said 10 years, $400 million. That is not out of the realm of possibility if they're willing to do it. And quite frankly, where would that take their salary system, Anthony? They'd still be only at $130 million a year or something. That's still not. That's way below what the Yankees and what the Dodgers spend. So even if you gave him $40 million a year, you'd be still below what most teams pay. And you'll be making, you would think you'd be recouping this in a lot of different other opportunities, whether that's marketing, merchandising, and getting into the playoffs and gates at the playoff.
Open again, baseball, Bob. That's what it is. They need to take advantage of it. You know, there was a time on Sunday night, we didn't just always see the Yankees and the Red Sox. There was a time you saw the Pirates and the Cardinals and the Pirates and the Cubs and the Pirates and the Mets. Why? Because they were relevant.
No, I think also it's the big city mentality. They get better ratings. That's why they're on. But you're right. You have to be a competitive team to be on. Thanks, Anthony, for the call. Always appreciate it. Hope you have a good weekend. Jay in Uniontown, Brian in McKees Rocks. Hang on. We're going to get to your calls coming up. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. And once again, I want to remind you that we're here at number one Cochrane, Ford, Allegheny Valley. A lot of stuff going on here today. And hope you come out, check it out. You get some great deals. And don't forget their Independence Day sale, even though Independence Day is over. It's come and gone, but number one Cochran's red, white, and new celebration. It's extended all the way through July 31st, so you can come in and select Ford vehicles are marked with special tags indicating extra savings up to $1,000 off already reduced prices. These are available, and listen to this, it's only in store. So you want to make sure you take full advantage of this deadline extension. Stop by in store July 31st. We have more coming up. I also want to tell you that you can play hooky from work and join Joe Starkey at Topgolf for the first round of the Royal Troon Open Championship. It's Thursday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Joe will broadcast and watch the Open and probably take a swing or two, or for that matter, he'll probably do more than that, and there could be some dead air going on because he's so into golf right now. You can join him, and while you're there, sample Bell's Beer. Watch day one from Royal Troon. Win prizes with Joe Starkey. That's next Thursday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have more coming up, and we'll take more calls all the way until 1 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, we're back with more at 412-928-9370 on the road again at number one Cochrane Ford Allegheny Valley. Come on out. Just off Route 28 in Natrona Heights. It's a straight shot from downtown Pittsburgh. Easy to get here. And they have more than 380 new vehicles in stock with lease and financing specials available on bestsellers like the Explorer, the Bronco, the F-150, and so much more. Don't miss the red, white, and new celebration number one Cochrane Ford Allegheny Valley now. It's extended through July 31st. Or if you want to do it online and check out the inventory they have, which is massive, CochraneFord.com. All right, 412-928-9370. We continue with a lot of opinions about Paul Skenes and what the Pirates should do with him after this season when he will only be obligated to get an $800,000 paycheck. And again, I don't want to diminish how important that's a lot of money for a lot of people. But in sports, that really isn't, especially for a guy of this talent. So what would you do? Call me at 412-928-9370. Chuck in Uniontown joins us right now. Chuck, you're an avid fan, I know. So what would you do if you were in charge?
Oh, Bob, the guy that said 10 years and $400, $400,000, $400 million was on the right track. But, Bob, I want to say something else currently about the current part right now. After the All-Star game, the first set is with the Phillies next weekend. There should not be an empty seat at PNC Park next week.
Well, you know you're going to get some Philly fans making the trick over because they're having an unbelievable season. So, but I agree with you.
Bob, I'm being a little devil here. You know what I told somebody this morning? I hope every Philly fan that travels here gets a flat tire at Carlisle and has to go back. No, but Bob, you know, this after the All-Star break, we got three with the Phillies and three with the Cardinals. You know, this, I was telling somebody, this is, you know, the time for the Pirates to make a push, because the national spotlight is somewhat on the Pirates because of Skeens. And a guy like Skeens, wouldn't it be great to see him in the postseason?
Oh, I think baseball would love to see that. Absolutely. Yeah. They're craving for ratings at that time of the year, going against the NFL, the almighty NFL when it comes to television. If you have an opportunity to have this phenom, sure they would. I think that's, you know, but the Pirates should be interested. So, okay, Chuck, you said you'd be leaning toward the 10-year, $400 million, if that's something that makes sense to Paul Skeens. Again, I would agree. It has to take something massive to do it, and if you want to do it now, you would probably help him out in future decisions. But if you just allow it, and again, I go back to the Gerrit Cole situation where the Pirates didn't do much in terms of offering anything beyond what he wanted and what they were obligated to pay, and I don't think it helped them in future negotiating years.
Bob, the unpardonable thing for the Pirates, we cannot waste the Paul Skeens gift. How often does somebody, a multi-generational talent, maybe come along like this? Sure, you know, to me, I was just thinking a while ago, I know I'm taking you back a few years, but Paul Skeens is the pitching with Johnny Bench was the catching.
I got you. Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate that. And all good points. Let's go to Marty, who joins us in Frick Park. Hey, Marty.
Hey, Bob. It's kind of warm out here, so I have you on speaker, but I'm by myself. I come up with a 7-year, $175 million extension. Let me tell you how I get there. Next year, they don't have to pay him, but let's say they give him $1.5 million, $2 million next year. He is going to be ARB eligible year three, because he's going to be a Super 2, or if he wins the Rookie of the Year, I think both Clint should be an ARB eligible. So I just extrapolated, Bob, 10, 20, 30, and 40. Those first 3 years of ARB, right? 4 years of ARB, I'm sorry. That gets you to $101, $102 million. If you do the last 2 years at close to $75 million, now in theory, if he's, you know, what everybody's saying, and he's a 22-8 pitcher every year, he'd make more. But you have to incentivize him a little bit to take the deal, too, right? You can't, for 7 years, given that he is, in fact, a pitcher, he could get hurt. He could miss a year and a half. Hopefully he comes back 100%. But, you know, we're going crazy in Pittsburgh, but other places have gone crazy, too, about people like you mentioned, Dontrell Willis, Fernando Mania, Steven Strasburg. Those guys didn't really have long careers.
No, so I think that'll be the hesitation the Pirates may have to try to get over. If they are being hesitant, at some point you're just going to have to say, well, that's part of it, and we don't know. But we also know that if we don't act quickly here, we're going to lose them when the time comes. So I think that's the deadline game they're playing. It's not an immediate deadline, but it is one that will be here before you know it.
So if he goes 7-175, Bob, I just thought you'd like this because I'm an old engineer. Essentially, these people talking about 10 years, $400 million, that would essentially be guaranteed in the last 3 years at $75 million a year. I mean, that's insane, even for big teams, I think, right?
Well, yeah, but this may be one of those guys you're going to have to break all the molds for in terms of contractual situations. So, hey, Marty, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good walk out there. It is hot, and drink some water for sure. 412-928-9370. Yeah, John and Cranberry, hang on. Eric in Dubois, Pennsylvania, hang on. We're going to get to you in a second here, but I got to tell you about the fan weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Conditions and terms apply. Today, sunny, hot. You know what it's going to be, 91 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear, humid, only down to 68. Tomorrow, we're even going higher here to 93. There is a chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow. Anytime you get in the 90s, that exists. And that is your fan weather. We have more coming up here. We're going to talk about Paul Skeens. How much would you offer him at the end of this season? If let's say he does win Rookie of the Year. Let's say, even though you know, you would think Cy Young is a little bit far-fetched. Well, the odds on him have dropped dramatically. 200 to 1 to start.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.